Happy Wednesday, Unwoke Nation. I want to welcome you to episode 55 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bringing you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I'm your host, Rich, along with my co-host here, Tim. How you doing, Tim?
Good, and you, Rich, man? It's great to be back.
Doing great, man. Doing great, guys. It's like, you know, we definitely appreciate all the support, love you guys have been sending us, or from your comments and questions and different things like that. And also, but hey, if you know other people out there who have all the different platforms, and also we definitely want to make sure they are able to get into the Unwoke Nation. Also, Tim, tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, but you can find us on all of the major podcasting platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple, Google, wherever you're getting your podcasts from, you'll be able to find us. Just do a search for The Unwoke Show. We'll show up. We got plenty of content out there. Yeah, exactly. And we're always looking to add new content. So guys, go out there, check us out. And as always, we're interested in your feedback as well. So you can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. And Rich, what do you got for us?
Well, guys, tonight or so is a very interesting, and as Tim has mentioned, where we have a lot of content and all, but it's been a very interesting, what would you say, like last basically 4 or 5 days?
Oh, man, it's topics are coming out of the woodwork. It's just the biggest difference, like we were talking tonight at dinner, right, is what are we going to discuss with everything that is out there?
Exactly. I mean, we just got all these different stories where we're doing before we come on the show, guys, and we're just trying to bring you the best content out there. You know, so, but I know one that really grabbed my attention just actually happened about 4 or 5 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I know that Tim had also brought a little bit about that from last time as well. And which brings up today's topic called billions spent to wave the Ukrainian flag in U.S. Congress.
Yeah. So what happened there is there's been a new round of funding that has been provided to Ukraine to the number of $61 billion.
Gosh, just
okay. Wow. So it's a $61 billion military aid package for Ukraine that was passed by the Senate and is headed to the president to be signed into law. So what weapons might Ukraine receive, and what difference could they make in trying to stem Russian advances? Ukraine has really been pressing the most for air defense systems, mid to long range missiles, and artillery shells. Mm. Okay. At that point. So, and as Rich, as you were mentioning, right, the U.S., you know, we've been supporting Ukraine, but out of that support, all of a sudden the Ukrainian flag shows up out of nowhere?
So apparently from the way it was explained to where, and this actually comes from a Fox News station where Elizabeth Elkind, E-L-K-I-N-D, just to give her credit. And also, so I guess after they had passed the bill, and it says where that the bill package and all was passed with 311 to 112. So it was 311 votes to 112 votes, with more Democrats voted in favor than Republicans. Mm-hmm. And just 101 Republicans voted for the bill, while 112 voted nay. So, but here's where the thing where it really gets everybody, so, is what happened in the aftermath. And the article says, in a dramatic moment toward the end of the vote, Democrats began passing around Ukrainian flags in violation of House protocol, according to the lawmaker presiding over the vote, Representative Mark Molinaro. And I think Tim Price got some information on that, too. So the left side of the aisle exploded in cheers when the timer of the vote reached zero, earning admonishment of Molinaro, who told them the flag waving was in violation of the rules and called it, quote, inappropriate, to which Democrats jeered. So, and I think it goes on here, it says Representative, I think a Republican, Congressperson Anna Paulina Luna took to the microphones and chided, put those damn flags away, earning more verbal backlash from Democrats before the chamber was called to order for the next vote. Now, for me, when I first heard about this, you know, I was shocked too. I'm thinking to myself, this is the United States of America. This is one of the most sacred buildings we have, being right. Congress. And we are right now about to send, as Tim had mentioned, over $60 billion of taxpayers' money in the United States here to a country. And instead of just sitting down or whatever the case may be, they decide to wave Ukrainian flags for damn optics, it seems, you know, in our own sacred building.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
None at all. It's like, how disrespectful can you be to our forefathers?
Yep.
To do something, you know, forefathers who fought to have their own independence from another country, you know, and you're going to turn up the, which, as it says right here, the Democrats turned up. The clock runs out for them to vote on it. And then all of a sudden they decide they want to pull out Ukrainian flags and start passing them around so they could wave them in our House of Representatives.
Yeah, I don't.
How disrespectful.
Why would this isn't a baseball game where you're cheering, where you're holding up a hat or a jersey or something, right?
Right.
Or at a hockey game where you're cheering on your favorite or team or something like that, right? Why the pageantry of the flying or waving the Ukrainian flag as if you achieved some major milestone?
Right.
Makes absolutely no sense.
Never been done before. And Congress has been around for how long?
Clearly the Democrats on this case, are out of touch.
Yeah.
But
what's the new trend to protest today?
That's a great point. We're in such disarray as a country, that there isn't a part that feels like they have their head on straight, right?
Right.
When you're in chambers and you feel like you've won your own version of the World Series when you're waving that flag or something, right. And it's no, what you did is you passed a law. You say, okay, great, move on. You know, next topic, next bill. What are we going to tackle next? Right. Seems juvenile at best.
Yeah, it's just to me, it's just so disrespectful to the American people. I mean, just like for those of you guys who are part of Unwoke Nation United States, I mean, let's think about just what just happened, okay? Now, we realize how our economy is, you know, things are going up in price and everything like that, okay? But now we have all these people who have decided, which, by the way, this economy probably doesn't affect them at all. They just literally just gave over $60 billion of your hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys will take this into consideration and everything when you are voting for these people who go into Congress.
Right.
You know, so.
So I'm going to read directly from this Fox News. I think this is the same article you're referencing. Okay. I think this is a great summary and of what we're saying so far. And, you know, hopefully this puts things in proper perspective for everybody. Mm. And I mean, it does for me. And I'm just the individual who is quoted as saying this is I'm not a fan of. But Ukrainian flags fly in the chamber of the United States House of Representatives as they vote to send more of your hard-earned money to a corrupt foreign regime, said, you know, according to Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. And just like that, they shout Ukraine, Ukraine, while happily working to secure Ukraine's borders, not ours.
Right. So we're having all these issues that are going on in a border that actually touches us.
Right.
And then on top of that, as I had mentioned to you before, we were doing pre-show where so we had a gentleman, I think he was Congressman Gonzalez. I think he's a Democratic congressman from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paraphrasing here and all, but basically what he was saying was, you know, it's almost like he was saying, like, I don't understand why everybody's making a big deal about, you know, the southern border and why we're doing that or so. And he's saying, you know, almost saying that it is more important where that we actually take care of the Ukrainian border,
mm-hmm.
basically saying that, you know, the Ukrainian border is our border. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's not even close.
It's like, you know, we got thousands and millions of people coming over like that. And you're trying to say that it's almost like you're saying that's less of a crisis of the people that your constituents that you're supposed to be representing are less important than what's going on over in a country that guarantee we probably sent over there. Well, let's just guess. So say probably what, over $200 billion by now since that war has actually started against Russia.
Yep.
They're never going to pay us back.
No.
Ever.
And what's interesting is this move was a violation of House protocol, according to Representative Mark Molinaro. He's a Republican from New York who presided over the vote and told those waving the flags that that the display was inappropriate. Molinaro's comments elicited jeers from Democrats in the chamber, mm-hmm. but was backed up by Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who was a Republican of Florida, who took the microphone and told her fellow lawmakers to put those damn flags away. Luna would take to social media later to echo a similar sentiment, arguing that it was a disgrace to display any other flag than the American flag in the House chamber.
Absolutely, man. That's exactly what I think was. When I saw that, my mouth dropped.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I guess that's my question. It's like, you know, these congressmen that decided to do that award, so... Here's my question. I hope you guys get to hear me. And also, do you even care about this country? Do you even flipping care?
Yeah.
We got all this stuff that's going on. So, you know, your constituents put you in there to do a sudden job or to make sure that the American people's, you know, lives, livelihoods and whatnot are taken care of. And you're more concerned about who you're offending and, you know, who you're offending, who's doing all this other stuff.
Yep.
Instead of actually caring about the American people. What you've just done, especially when you have a congressman that sits there and says that another country's border is more important than ourselves, they basically say they don't care about you.
Right.
That's what they're saying is saying out there.
And if I'm, Trump, who obviously, you know, running for the presidency, I would run with this. I mean, this.
Oh God, yes.
You just handed the Republicans more ammo, mm-hmm. right, for the presidential election. I mean, I would be jumping all over this.
Could you get Republican political strategists where they're doing cartwheels?
I mean, this is like...
This is one of you guys several
are,
things.
This, you guys are dumbasses. You just gave us a whole bunch of...
Exactly.
...of new ammo and stuff. And if this doesn't incite... some type or not inside, if this does not inspire or activate some sense of patriotism within each and every individual in the United States, and I don't know, I would say a quadruple for unwoke nation who wouldn't, you know, who doesn't stand for this kind of
right.
nonsense or bullshit. I mean, it's come November. If Democrats lose, this has to be one of them. And while I'm not a fan of Trump, I mean, this could be a great finger to the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just because we've seen how society has basically here in the United States has diminished.
Yep.
You know, so we're looking at more and more people who are saying. And like I said, you know, this could have went either way where, you know, we're not saying, you know, we try to stay, you know, unwoke nation. We speak our mind, but at the same time, it's like, you know, we might have, you know, Tim and I might have our differences and also, but we speak our mind and we call something, if it's stupid, it's stupid. And so, but we've seen the deterioration or so the amount of violence, the situation, immigration, where dealing with the economy, a lot of other social issues going on, our schools, so like that. We have seen this, and I don't know if you would agree with this, Tim, it's like, you know, we've seen a diminishing of that going on. And so,
oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, with that going on, it's like, you know, it's hard. Anyone with common sense, it's hard to sit there and say this Congress, this president or like that has these questions that they need to be able to answer over the course of the next 6 months going into November, you know? So they're going to have to figure that out because I totally agree with you. It's like, this is one of a few things, and I'm just standing outside the whole situation, just people like, you know, standing outside the whole situation going, okay, this is one of a few things that the incumbent president will have to stand up there and be able to explain, why are you sending several billion dollars you know, to a country that'll never pay us back.
Right.
What are you planning on doing for the board? Why do you have your own party members waving flags and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you not care about our country? And the thing is that, you know, I believe that if you're trying to use your common sense word, that should be enough for seeing all these things and finally actually using your common sense and going,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the libtards, man. You know?
I guess, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's the Democrats.
I mean, it just doesn't make any, it truly just does not make any sense where it's like, you know, I've had conversations with family members before and also, and I've tried explaining them, and a lot of them, you know, are, you know, we have opposing views and stuff like that. So, but when you look at the overall thing, I've told one particular relative of mine, I'm like, they think you're stupid.
Yeah.
And I think I probably mentioned that before. It's like, they think you're stupid.
Yeah.
And as long as they keep you entertained, and also with American Idol and all these other shows and stuff like that, as long as they keep you entertained and they tell you exactly what they want you to know and make you feel good about it, it's like, you know, kind of like tucking you in for a bedtime story.
Oh, yeah,
you
for sure.
Sign for fucking anything.
Yeah. What I want to see happen, I hope the late night shows grab on to this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did it before when it was practically to the point where there was nothing they could do. It was like, we can't defend this anymore. We might as well make fun of it.
Yeah. I hope the late nights.
SNL did it.
Yeah. You know, I hope SNL jumps on this. I hope all the late nights, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert,
mm-hmm.
the Late Late Show, you know, I hope they all jump on this mm-hmm. and just clown the hell out of the Democrats for this whole thing. Like I said, in an election
on HBO and everything.
Bill Maher.
My God.
Yeah. Well, I hope Last Week Tonight. It's another show I'll watch on
Oliver,
with John Oliver. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope they all latch on to this. You know, we're in an election year, mm-hmm. and you want to try to minimize as much artillery. As you can, and the Democrats just, like I said, lobbed over a gift.
Right.
That if I was every Republican, I would be running this left and right,
mm-hmm.
Showing this, saying, guys,
the campaign commercials.
Yeah,
the amount of information that you could put on from these super PACs and stuff like that, or so who are gonna, whether they're promoting GOP or Trump or like that, the amount of information that they have right now, it's like, it's literally, okay, guys, bottom line, they have done all this stuff and currently dealing with the situation with here, they signed this $60 billion thing, Ukraine aid, and also part of it, which we didn't mention too, is also going to Taiwan, which actually pissed off China.
Right.
And also, so now we got a, what would you say, a third war now, a possible fourth war to deal with and everything like that, that we're basically going to be in the middle of it.
Yep.
So basically, you know, we got that where, you know, you have your people are going to be out there making these campaign commercials going like, look, they shot themselves in the foot and admired their own marksmanship. Yep. How do we run with this?
So I was just curious about the vote breakdown for the Ukraine aid package. Okay. All right, so this is coming from Newsweek. This was roughly about 20 hours ago. So in total, 210 Democrats and 101 Republicans voted in favor of the Ukraine aid bill, while 112 Republicans voted against it. Some hard right Republicans argued that Congress should instead focus on increased security at the U.S.-Mexican border, which I think we all agree. So 101 Republicans voted for it. Okay. Yeah. 210 Democrats voted for it. So the bill passed. Mm. How many Republicans were waving the Ukraine flag on the floor?
That'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting. Very good question, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say zero.
I mean, because I'm sorry, you you think your constituents wouldn't be watching?
Yeah.
They definitely would be watching. Like, you did what? Especially if it's an election year for you? You know?
It's yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah, you know, Mr. Johnson, we saw you waving the American flag on C-SPAN, and...
Yeah,
me no like.
All Democrats.
Well, there you go. Shock, not shock. It is what it is, you know?
Is pettiness as stupid as this is about to sound? You know, we've been going on about how the Democrats just gave the Republicans ammo, right? If you're a Democrat and you voted for this, and you're one of the ones who was waving the flag, you have no stance or rebuttal on this, right? On this, what are you going to say in response? Well, Republicans voted for it. Okay, they voted for the package. But you're the dumbass that raised the flag.
Right. Which you clearly understood was a violation.
Right. So which do you think, to the average American voter, okay, let's make it as simple as possible. Huh? Simple as anything. Yeah, yeah. In that argument, what do you think is going to win? Common sense. Don't wave the fucking flag.
Yeah.
That's what the voter is going to see.
Right.
They're going to see, oh, God, it's going to be another Ukraine package. Oh, great, more hard-earned money. Wait, what? They waved the flag? What? Are you serious? That's going to be what sticks out.
You sat there and waved the flag in a government building that I pay for. In addition to that, giving out billions and billions of dollars that not only I'm going to pay for, but probably my kids for future generations are going to pay for.
Yep.
And I'm supposed to be okay with that?
Yep.
That's pretty much what the Democrats are telling us right now.
Yeah, there is no mea culpa, my bad, on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats fucked that up big time.
Yeah.
Like I said previously, I'd be jumping all over this. From given that it's an election year, I would be running ads.
You're saying you're expecting this to come back and bite them in about 4 or 5 months.
If it doesn't, Republicans are missing a golden opportunity.
Exactly.
Right. Not that I'm this huge politician or stuff. I'm just looking at it from average individual mm-hmm. of. If you want your team to win, you're going to look for every opportunity, right?
It's fourth and inches, and the hole is so big, and, you know, so right there, you know, at the goal line.
Exactly.
It's like, come on, man. It's like, you've got to score.
I mean, this is not even a false start for Democrats.
No.
No, this isn't, oh, wait.
Like, they literally planned this out. The article states where they were literally... handing out flags.
Yes.
So they had this all planned out before they brought their little asses in there.
I mean, clearly common sense and stupidity had gone out the window. But like I said, and I promise this is the last time I'm going to repeat this on Woke Nation, because I know you guys are probably thinking the exact same thing I'm thinking on this instance, that, you know what, just more ammo for the Republicans. Donald Trump, if you're listening, this is you got a gift today. I know you're falling asleep in court and stuff and blowing up the internet with your false stories of protesters being turned away by police and stuff. So in a really odd, fucked up way, Democrats gave you a gift, even though you're living in courthouses. You're
going through a lot of shit right now.
Well, yeah, you're just... And it's of your own making, but we're not going to get on that soapbox. But take the gift, run with it. Joe, your team fucked up today, buddy.
Yeah. They fought, I guess you could say they they followed your leadership and did a gaffe.
Oops.
Yep.
Unwoke Nation, we'd love to get your thoughts on this one, man. I know this runs kind of deep, especially from being patriotic, but like I said, we'd love to get the Unwoke Nation feedback. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Again, that is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, a pleasure as always, man. I look forward to talking to you next week. And as always, stay unwoke.
See you guys next week.